This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a study out about a year ago from the Association of American Medical Colleges, which is a trade group basically for academic medicine, that showed less than 6% of doctors in this economy are black, 5.7% to take it out to a decimal place, which is, needless to say, not proportionate to the American population. That leads me to Dr. Uche Blackstock. She is now the CEO of a company called Advancing Health Equity. Before that, she was an emergency physician. She is also now an author. Her new book is called Legacy, A Black Physician Reckons with Racism in Medicine. Dr. Blackstock, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
We're going to do a little history up at the top here. And the first thing I want you to do is tell me about your mom.
Oh, my mother. My mother, she is the original Dr. Blackstock, and she was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, in impoverished settings, and she became the first person in her family to go to college and then to go on to medical school, and she attended Harvard Medical School.
As did, we should say, you and your sister, right?
Yes, me and my twin sister. We are the first black mother-daughter legacy from Harvard Medical School.
Okay, we're going to go a little farther back. I want you to tell me about the Flexner Report and how it plays into the general topic of your book and what we're going to talk about today.
Sure. So the Flexner Report was a report that was commissioned in 1910 by the American Medical Association and the Carnegie Mellon Foundation. And essentially, they paid this educational specialist named Abraham Flexner to go around to 155 U.S. and Canadian medical schools and to assess them. And so if the schools didn't pass the test, then Abraham Flexner recommended that they be closed. And this unfortunately led to the closure of 5 out of 7 of the historically black medical schools because of the legacy of slavery, and they just did not have the resources to be able to accommodate those standards. And what that led to is between 25,000 and 35,000 black physicians never being educated or trained. That is the estimated amount, and that's one of the reasons why we have such a lack of diversity among physicians in this country.
So tell me what it's like for you to be a black physician with those numbers.
Well, I'll say this. I grew up with a physician as a mom. She was a leader of a black women physician group in Brooklyn. And so for many years, I thought that most physicians were black women until, you know, I got to college and medical school. And I realized that we actually are only about less than 3% of all physicians. And so it made me want to think about and research why this was the case. And what's wrong is the system, which puts barriers in the way in terms of access to opportunities, access to wealth. Those are blocks that my mother was able to overcome, but she was one of the few lucky ones, I would say.
Yeah, just keeping on that theme of access to things, it's also about access to health, because if those 35,000 black physicians had actually been able to be trained, one imagines that the horrible health outcomes for black Americans today would be at least somewhat ameliorated.
Exactly. And so we know that there are actually better outcomes when black patients are cared for by black physicians. They are more likely to leave the physician-patient interaction with a positive affect. And the fact that we don't, we know that negatively impacts some of the health outcomes we see in black communities.
Is that what you're trying to do with your company that you're running?
Yes, yes. My company, Advancing Health Equity, and essentially we work with healthcare organizations to create more diverse, inclusive workplaces, but also to ensure that we are delivering racially competent care to our patients in all communities.
This is going to sound flip, and I don't mean it to in any way, and it's a stock question that I ask entrepreneurs and small business people when I have them on this program, and so I will ask you, how's business?
You know what? Business is really good, and it's good because things are bad.
I was just going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say. All right, so go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, and actually, you know, when the Black Lives Matter movement happened and when COVID happened, which revealed all of these deep fissures within our healthcare system, I have not been not busy since then. Essentially, there are so many healthcare organizations that, you know, it's a good thing. It's reassuring to see that they want to do the work. But at the same time, you know, it saddens me that you know, racial health inequities are still such a major issue, and they're actually worsening over the last few years, even despite advances in innovation and technology.
Do you think that the companies who are your clients, and this goes for companies throughout this economy, it goes for public media, it goes for everything, do you think they understand how hard the work is?
You know, I think most don't. And that's why when we first do our intake with our client organizations, like we want to talk to them about like what their expectations are, how are they allocating resources and funding to these efforts, and to recognize that there's no quick fix for a lot of these problems. And so, you know, 1, 2, 3 months of work is not going to fix the problem. And often we find that we have much longer engagements with our client organizations because they realize that they need more time to effect change.
Health outcomes, as we talked about a minute ago, for Black Americans, Black women in particular, are orders of magnitude worse than they are for almost any other racial or ethnic group in this economy. And I guess I wonder how long do we have to fix that before it completely breaks, if it's not broken already?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we are doing overall as a country, we're doing poorly in terms of health outcomes, even when we compare ourselves to our other high income nations, our peer nations, even in terms of life expectancy. And so I would say, like, you know, things are not looking good. You know, we need really urgent efforts to address what we're seeing. And I also think, and one of the really goals of my book is to connect the dots for people that, you know, health is really not just about what happens in the exam room or the clinic room between a patient and a physician. It really is about what's happening in the community in terms of employment, in terms of housing, in terms of education. So I call on policymakers, business owners, really just to think about how do you invest in communities? Because when you invest in communities, you can make everyone healthier.
That is a hopeful note to end on, but sadly, I'm not going to be able to end there because I want to ask you, I start with your mom. I want to ask you about your sons. You say in this book, I even wonder if I would want my children to pursue careers in medicine. Why?
You know, so yes, I always say that if my children came to me and said they wanted to be doctors, we would have a sit down, serious conversation. One, because I think that the healthcare system as we know it now is just very broken overall. A lot of my colleagues are not happy. They're looking for ways out. So that's one reason. But then also, I would say, as, you know, eventually as Black men in that space, I would want to make sure that they're able to be in environments where they can thrive, not just survive. And I had the experience when I was in academic medicine that I couldn't do that, that I had to be careful of what I said. I had to, I wasn't really being authentic. I was worried about retaliation. And so I want them to be in environments where they can be themselves and where they are valued and appreciated. And right now, I'm not sure that's the case, but that's why I founded my company, Advancing Health Equity, so we can create workplaces like that.
This is none of my business, but if you had it to do all over again, would you?
That's a good question. Some days I would say yes. Some days I would say no. But I also recognize I'm in a very privileged position. I still do believe that being a physician, you know, you have the opportunity to really impact people's lives in a good way. You also, your patients tell you things they don't even tell their closest friends or family members. Like, it is such a privileged opportunity. So I definitely want to show my appreciation for that.
Dr. Uche Blackstock is a physician. She's also an entrepreneur. Her company is called Advancing Health Equity. Dr. Blackstock, thanks for your time, ma'am. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kai.